It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
I'll use a trivia bell on you today, so knock it off.
That works.
Yeah, it does. It's loud.
Yeah.
Hello?
People are calling now wanting to win trivia, probably. Be careful. This has been a Those Were the Days staple since 1986.
That is impressive.
And it really did hang on Lady Bell's neck back
really?
In Aubrey Corners. Yeah, she had a collar, you know, this hung there so I could find her in the morning in the herd, see? And it's the real deal. So there was a time when I thought, well, it'll be easier just to use a sound effect. So I had like a CD sound effect of a cowbell. And I got more people, hey, that's not the cowbell. Right. It's got a different ring to it. So you got to use the ring.
Yeah, it works though. But anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day, young
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
You got your green on?
Oh, well, yeah. Can't you see?
Mm-hmm.
My teeth.
Yeah. Well. I don't have any green on except in my undies, but that's...
Anyway,
it's Chet's Chuckle.
Yes, it is.
Did you have a good weekend, though?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Good.
Could have been better.
How could it be any better with the family that you have?
I know. I don't know if June would say the same thing, but things
were... We're not going to interview her either.
No, it's Chet's Chuckle Day today.
It is. You got anything good?
Did you find any good jokes over the weekend? Not really.
No, not sixth grade comedy again.
I go back to my old days, you know, when I was a great high school athlete.
You know what? Do you have any stories from your old high school days?
Well, yeah. Coach Dan Rice... He used to call me a triple threat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he was never sure whether I was going to fumble, run the wrong way, or jump off sides. Triple threat, baby.
The triple threat.
It was a threat.
Not the one I was thinking about in basketball, but, hey, you know, the cautious pilot, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, passengers on a plane nervously ask the flight attendant, is this flight safe? The flight attendant smiles and says, of course, we've never had a crash before. The passenger sighs in relief until the attendant adds, well, we're due for one, though. We'll go back to the triple threat.
Yeah, I'm a triple threat. That's right.
A waiter gives a gentleman a sip of coffee. The gentleman takes a sip and spits it out. He turns to the waiter and says, waiter, this coffee tastes like mud. The waiter looks surprised, turns to the gentleman and says, but it's fresh ground.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're not getting any better. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, I'm going to give you a diet quiz.
Hey, oh, boy.
A diet quiz.
I'm not feeling well. So.
We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
All right, Hank.
All right, diet quiz, here we come.
If you must answer yes to 10 or more of these questions, you may want to consider restricting your future calorie intake. Has your neighborhood supermarket ever offered to send for you with a limo?
We'll miss you.
After ordering lunch at a fast food drive-thru window, has it ever been delivered to your car on a hand truck? Right over here.
Right. Just put it in the bag.
Yeah, you and I have been together a couple times, you know. And it's a good thing we had the truck with us.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, right. We actually fit in it when we're done.
Within the last month, have you burned out more than 2 refrigerator bulbs? Do people often decide to follow you up on the next elevator?
Could be.
Has your fork ever come up missing?
Very much.
Yeah, I wonder where it is. You know how many of those go down the garbage disposals, too?
Oh, my goodness.
Not a good thing. Have you ever broken out in a cold sweat when you realized you were more than a mile from the nearest Taco Bell? You're going to be sweating because I think they're going to be closed for a little bit, aren't they?
I'm already sweating.
What are you going to do? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Is there a restraining order against you from the Association of All-You-Can-Eat Restaurants?
Yes, they are, Phil. Actually, both of us.
The thing that wouldn't leave. Have you ever spent a significant amount of time going from the first to the second floor on an escalator? Dragging it down. And on a recent Caribbean cruise, did the captain order you, Hank, to stay in the center of the ship?
Don't move.
Stay right there. We're leaning to one side here.
Well,
Hank.
I got tears going down my eyes. An old man strode into his doctor's office and said, "Doc, my druggist said to tell you to change my prescription and to check the prescription you've been given to Mrs. Wilcox." Oh, he did he? The doctor shot back, "And since when does a druggist second-guess a doctor's advice?" "Well, since I found out I've been on birth control pills since February."
Boo.
That's not very good one either.
Boo. No. What do you do, Hank?
Did you find any more, Phil?
No. I know that you've been thinking about traveling, haven't you?
If I could afford it, I would like to travel, Phil.
You'd like to travel?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm sure the neighbors will chip in.
Wow. You know, I played on the football team, Phil.
Yeah.
I remember our whole football team was scared to death play against the state champions from the year before.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Even before the game started, the score was 0-0 to their favor.
But you were a triple threat.
Yeah. No, you were the triple threat.
A threat for something.
A threat for something. But that's all right. It's all good.
Sure, sure. Do you know why? This is a sixth grade comedy club joke. Why are ghosts bad at lying?
You can see right through them.
You can see right through them.
Yes,
hey, very good.
Yes.
You're smarter than a sixth grader.
Yep. Here we go. What's you reading? A diary. What's in it? He asked. I said, "I can't tell you. A diary is highly personal and confidential and a confidential affair. It is important that secret dreams and secret yearnings, my goodness,
yearnings,
it's private and not meant to be shared lightly with other people.
Yeah.
Besides, this belongs to Joanne."
Boom.
Yes.
On that note.
Yes.
Well, is that your kicker?
No.
But
anyway, I'm trying to get through. The triple threat one is probably the best one of the day.
I'm getting out of the way because the kicker is coming up.
I found some old love notes.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
And not from me or to me. It's just some old love notes. And this is one before the kicker. But it says, "Dear Charlie, I'm writing to say that I realize our divorce was entirely my fault. I still love you. I want you to know that if I ever get the chance, I will make it up to you by being the most perfect wife you've ever hoped to have. I finally realize how wonderful you are, how stupid I was to lose you."
Huh.
Signed, Beverly. P.S. Congratulations on winning the lottery.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Here's the kicker. Stand back, young man.
I'm ready.
Joanne and Debbie have a ranch.
Oh.
Yeah. They have just lost their bull. The women need to buy another one, but only have $500.
Oh.
Joanne tells Debbie, "I will go to the market and see if I can find one for under that amount. If I can't, I will send you a telegram." She goes to the market and finds one for $499, Phil. Having only $1 left, she goes to the telegraph office and finds out that it cost $1 per word. She is stumped on how to tell Debbie to bring the truck and trailer. Finally, she tells the telegraph operator to send the word "comfortable." Skeptical, the operator asks, "How will she know to come with the trailer from just that word?" Joanne replies, "Debbie reads very slowly. Come for to bull."
Come for to bull. Right. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm working on my quiz for tomorrow.
All right. Get ready. Or I better get ready.
What do you think it's going to be on?
I think it's music, maybe.
I wouldn't go that far. Maybe an Irish jig.
Oh, yes.
St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you. Hey.
Yeah, and happy birthday to John Cosgrove today.
Oh, that's right.
It's his birthday.
Lucky leprechaun he is. Yeah.
So if you see him, give him a whatever you want.
But, okay.
We'll have to go down and visit him.
A kick, later. Maybe.
Maybe, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can reach him, he's usually sitting behind that huge desk, and I can't.
Hard to kick him when he's behind the desk.
It is. Yep. Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.